Presented live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First thing first.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
Good morning, Zach. Good morning, Zach. How are ya?
Brilliant.
Oh, wow. That's really convincing. Are you trying to convince me or yourself? That's the question.
Akutazi look brilliant.
Akutazi and all look brilliant.
Nothing in the house. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. I just want to have a moment for how you look today. I thank you. Oh, you look so pretty today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
what's
really like
different, Nozzy?
Well, you are more into summer.
I am. Uh-huh. I am. I'm very much into summer, wearing t-shirts and shorts.
Yes,
I am into that. Like, you're very tight.
Hey, look at you.
I'm wearing it tight. So here's what's tight. Budgets. Pretty much. Especially when it comes to month-end grocery shopping.
Yep. Yeah.
Have they impacted your grocery shopping patterns? First things first, fam. You know what the drill is.
I mean, before, all the prices went up and it was really tight. But now it's really tight.
The and tight is getting tighter.
Yeah. Mm. Like, every time I have to drive somewhere, I'm like, is it necessary for me to go to this place? Can I just go to work and home and just keep it there to keep my costs down?
Yeah, but how do you shop for groceries?
Shopping for groceries, I used to go aisle by aisle and be like, this looks
no
good.
Shopping list.
No. Aisle by aisle.
That's me right there, not. Are you doing it like our parents
for
and
real, for
grandparents?
Real.
Yeah, I used to be exactly like
aisle
Nos.
By aisle.
I will go aisle by aisle and be like, oh, I think I need that. And then you get home and you're like, actually, I've got two of these.
Yeah. But it's okay, it's here now.
Now you've got a spare now, right?
Spare
but
now.
Do you shop like our grandparents and parents, like once a month end?
I don't do it anymore. I was saying to Janelle and Komotso that now, because of load shedding, I've stopped buying perishables in bulk. So everything else, like your cleaning stuff, I will still buy in bulk.
Yeah.
But everything else, no, and easy, because it just gets messed up in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't, eh? Number one, go ahead, I'm a month end. Like, any shopping center, I don't care.
Yeah, I can't stand shopping.
But the idea is not to do it at month end with everyone else.
That's what I don't do.
Yeah.
I buy as something is missing or as I remember something. And I made the mistake of doing that last week that I realized, it's month end.
Yeah. Buy small, as you see. Isn't that more expensive?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so. In terms of waste, particularly with what goes there, like groceries, right? Detergents and stuff like that. Like detergents and toiletries.
Yeah.
I think that's a lifesaver.
That doesn't perish. Yeah.
That doesn't perish. Buy in bulk. But personally, I've noticed I spend more when I'm buying perishables in bulk. I actually am a sauce buyer.
Okay.
I'll go to the store with a shopping list, but then I end up buying more sauces. Because I always, as I'm shopping, I'm like cooking up these recipes in my head. I'm like, oh, this would be nice to make.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce will go great with that recipe, blah, blah, blah. Then I buy all these sauces, and then we don't use them, and then they just like rot.
True.
Sorcery.
So you open them. Sorcery, right?
Okay.
Sorcery.
But I buy as I go. I buy as our cravings go with the kids.
Mm.
Depending on what they want to have for supper, I'll stop at the shop and buy that. Maybe if you think about swiping and tapping and so forth, and the bank charges that go with that.
Driving there all the time.
The driving there all the time.
And the car guard you must pay all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't make eye contact with them half the time. Because that's a contract.
Yeah,
a contract. That's like a monthly installment.
And also, if you do it once a month, do these things genuinely last the entire month?
If you have
who
children.
Who wants to buy meat for like, that's going to be consumed in 4 weeks' time.
Hold on. If you are a parent and you are literally living with your children, raising them, you know the power of the chest freezer.
Yes.
If you're a mom and if you're a foodie, you definitely know the power of the chest freezer. So I have a chest freezer. I haven't stockpiled my chest freezer in months and yonks, but it's good to have a chest freezer.
And it's cost-effective.
Very cost-effective to go to the meat market, stock up on your varieties of meat, keep them frozen.
Okay, fair enough.
The only thing
my family's not that big yet. So
the only thing you shouldn't buy in bulk when you have lots of kids is things like Oro CD biscuits and stuff like that, because those just fly out the cupboard.
They are what? Perishables. Literally, they perish now.
In their stomach.
As you take them out of the place, they are perished.
I don't live with kids, but I can concur.
You
those things. It's like water. It finishes.
I swear to you, now.
2 liter gone in a week.
Now, absolutely. What are your shopping patterns? 20 after 6, drop us a voice note. Do you buy as you go or do you buy every month as per nostalgia would dictate?
First thing first.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
First things first, right? Your shopping habits. Your shopping patterns, rather. How do you shop? Do you shop once every month or do you shop as you go? We asked you to drop through your voice notes. Let's hear you.
You know, before I used to just go inside a shop and just start shopping without even checking prices or calculating. But right now I do the calculation type of thing whereby I don't even compare prices, but I'm better. My sister is worse when it comes to comparing prices and checking things out. Like she would compare Pick and Pay with Checkers and say, no, let's go to Checkers for that. Let's go to Pick and Pay for that. And it takes the whole day. So I don't like that.
So with us, what we do is we go shopping the last day of the month. But believe it or not, there are malls somewhere in SA or around Gauteng to be precise. Our Kwali. We just take a drive, see the Lelapo, and then we do our shopping peacefully. Akwelang, I'm at ATMs. I said, maybe there's 2 or 3 people queuing, you know. So for us, we've identified that and then we said we'll stick to those malls or with those malls, you know.
We are a family of 6 and we bulk buy. We are bulk buyers. We buy groceries once a month end. So that we do that, we buy everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything in bulk. And we have a chest freezer. And if, in all honesty, but even with the load shedding, I don't know, maybe because we don't have load shedding for like over 3 hours, but I've not seen the fridge like die on us or anything like that.
Yo guys, Mina, I used to buy in bulks, yeah? And then isn't it unnecessary? And then the children would be like, hey mama, Mara, do we really need this thing? Do we really need this thing? So it all depends on the children, because as is, I'll just buy, and then at the end of the day, it goes to waste, because most of the time it's in the same savings. So I just buy whatever lengbono uthi bona bazokhona ukuthi bayidle, and then they are happy with it. Yabona ezabo ma oros nanana, if one children not to eat, buy those things abo oros abo mazimba nanana, they will never eat shame.
I agree with that. Kids, when there's too many snacks around the household, all they see is snacks. I bought I think it's 4, 8, 12, a 12 pack of donuts.
Mm.
Right? Those ones. You think they know food?
My mom would say, "Me pateli zagila." You know, like when you see something and many pele.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you pateli zagila. So yeah. Kids are like that. If yeah, it's there, like they want to finish it. They'll make sure they enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
First thing first.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.